Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is mild across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, while Eilat remains sunny and warm, perfect for enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah drone strike wounds, two IDF soldiers, one seriously, according to JNS earlier today. Also, the campaign in southern Lebanon sees the Bislah Brigade destroying about 1,000 terror infrastructures, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Also this hour, Mossad chief says the agency demonstrated groundbreaking operational capabilities in Iran and Lebanon, I-24 News reports. Separately, Ynet reports that Mossad obtained intel from the enemy's most guarded secrets in Iran, Lebanon operations, according to Barnea. And finally, from Forward, earlier reporting shows the Venice Biennale jury won't consider countries whose leaders face ICC charges, affecting Israel's participation. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Times of Israel posted earlier today that Venice Biennale judges won't consider Israel due to Netanyahu's ICC arrest warrant. In other international news, Shanaka 86 mentioned just minutes ago that the Bank of Japan held its policy rate at 0.75% by a narrow vote. From AMK Mapping, in a recent post, Ukrainian forces have continued their counterattacks, advancing in two different areas in the Komishuvaka direction. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's drone strike. This morning, a drone attack from Lebanon wounded two Israeli Defense Forces soldiers. One of the soldiers is seriously injured. Prime Minister Netanyahu highlighted UAVs as a significant threat from Lebanon, according to JNS. This escalation adds tension to the already volatile border area, impacting regional security. Turning to the campaign in southern Lebanon, forces from the Bislah Brigade, under Division 91, achieved significant success earlier today. They have dismantled around 1,000 terror infrastructures near the border, as Israel Hayom reports. This operation aims to weaken Hezbollah's local capabilities, which could reduce future threats against Israel. Meanwhile, the Mossad's chief, in a statement to I-24 News, praised the agency's recent operations in Iran and Lebanon. The Mossad displayed advanced operational capabilities in these regions. This reinforces Israel's intelligence prowess and its strategic advantage in the Middle East. Separately, Ynet's report highlights Mossad's significant intelligence gains. Barnea, the agency's chief, confirmed obtaining highly sensitive secrets from Iran and Lebanon. However, some speculate his early assessments on Iran were overly optimistic. These revelations could shape Israel's diplomatic and defense strategies moving forward. Finally, the Venice Biennale's recent decision, as Forward reported, will exclude Israel from its awards due to leaders' ICC charges. The cultural implications are significant, as Israel loses a prestigious international platform. This decision could strain cultural exchanges and diplomatic ties with participating countries. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports the five-point plan, a new agreement between Germany and Israel, aims to forge a strategic partnership. This connection could anchor long-term collaborations between the two nations. Separately, Ynet Business from earlier states that Israel and the U.S. will soon discuss reducing American defense aid by 2038. This framework marks a shift in their security relationship, potentially leading to more joint arms projects. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, recent changes in property tax law could benefit seniors in urban renewal projects. These amendments offer more informed decisions, providing security for elderly residents. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information, Please verify key details independently.